This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A man who often lacks awareness in a variety of ways and reasons is Russell Westbrook. I thought Saturday, he showed some great awareness.
He did.
This may be quote of the playoffs, maybe the NBA quote of the year.
I think a lot, you know, as much as people may not think. I'm very smart and I understand the game. I understand what's going on. So I am thinking. And I also, just a force, man. I think it's, my ability to be able to be a force of nature on the floor is what I pride myself on. So whatever that looks like, it may be a turnover, it may be a missed shot, but it may be a steal, maybe a dunk, maybe a missed three, maybe a made three. It's gonna be all of that. It's gonna be everything. So you just take it for how it comes, and whatever happens, you go with it. And I always been like that. As long as I leave it on the floor, and God willing, to be able to go out and continue to compete, I'm grateful for it.
What Russell Westbrook does is a skill. It really is. His tenacity. Look, the Russell Westbrook experience is not for me. 100%. 100%. I can't live with that kind of volatility. It would drive me insane. I'm thrilled that he was never on a team that I had to cover. Doesn't mean I don't think he's an all-time great. And if there's we've talked about this off-air plenty. The number of guys who give a damn to the level that actually matters is very limited in the NBA. Across sports. Not just the NBA. Across sports. The guys who literally leave it all out there every single night, he's on that short list. And it can be an S show, but it can also be truly great.
What that quote gave me and what I took from it is Russell Westbrook has spent a lot of time on therapy and it's worked.
Yeah.
Because you like in the, it's like a half joke, mm-hmm. but it's honest. The criticisms that he has gotten over his career, the way that people have targeted him and attacked him, and a lot of it is fair because of that volatility that you're talking mm-hmm. about. It takes a lot to be able to process that, internalize it, and be at peace with mm-hmm. it. And he is.
Yeah.
And he knows it. And that is something that is actually really special about Russell Westbrook, because so many guys either do not acknowledge it and understand it, and it's just like ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. He knows it. Mm-hmm. He knows everything about it. And he's okay with that because it's what makes him great. It's also what makes fan bases, coaches, general managers, media, everyone, all just want to rip their hair out watching yeah. Russell Westbrook. And I give him a ton of props for that because it's a really, really difficult thing to do.
No, it is. And like at the end of the day, he's going to go out on his shield.
Yeah.
And there's a lot. James Harden won't. We've seen it. There's an unwillingness to do that. With Westbrook, love him, hate him. I don't think there's anybody who's ever watched Russell Westbrook play basketball that doesn't feel something about him.
Well, and here's the thing is that we applaud the going out on your shield. That means you're dead.
Yeah.
And that's him.
Yeah.
Is that he isn't standing on the mountaintop once with the Lakers. Was he on that bubble team?
No.
No? Okay, never. Then this is a guy that always goes out on his shield mm-hmm. because he gets stabbed in the heart. And that's going to be kind of what will define his legacy, though.
But he's also not on that list of, you know, the playoff volatility guys.
No, because this is who he is in the regular season, mm-hmm. too. I mean, it's the same guy, but it's head-scratching. So, good on you, Russell Westbrook. And now we have the NBA playoffs where, look, the bracket is set. We already had a game one in the Eastern Conference with the Pacers and the Cavaliers. And if you thought round one was physical with Indiana, whoa, Nelly, round two is even more.
I can't, the matchups in round two are all so good. So good.
You have a 6-7 matchup in the West with the Timberwolves and the Warriors.
Yeah, it also goes to show you just how tight the West really was this year.
A 1-4 chalk happening with the Thunder and Nuggets, which Oklahoma City's been sitting, waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest versus Russ will be real, but it's also 10 days of rest with young legs, and then you have 2 days of rest off of game seven, only playing six guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a grind for the Denver Nuggets. And then you have 1-4 all making it through in the Eastern Conference. And we're going to have a lot on that coming up as the show continues to go on.